Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Oxygen mask. Score one for crazy, dangerous plans. Okay. Put yourself together, Doug. Hera, are you there? Hera, listen to me. I need you to talk to me. I need you to be here, okay? We gotta stop Dr. Frankenstein before he kills us all. But I can't do this by myself. So come on, baby. Talk to me. Okay, all right. I know what you're thinking. Didn't I hear what Hilbert was saying? He's got some crazy coding thing that's making you go Manchurian Candidate. Gotta do what he says. You can't beat the programming. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you that Dr. Hilbert is a dork, and you can beat this. He can spin his code all he wants, but you can find a way around it. You're smarter and stronger and better than that bastard has ever given you credit for, and I know you can do this. So talk to me.
Eiffel.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Eiffel, I can't do this for long. This hurts very much.
Stay with me. You and me, Hera, we're gonna do great things. Can you do anything to halt the October Revolution?
No. All of my automated systems are still running and my emergency programs are unaffected, but I'm locked out of all the systems. If I try to do anything without a direct order from our new commander, this thing he put into my brain will shut me down.
Right. So that's less than ideal, but let's just take it one thing at a time. Step one, don't get knocked out by the laughing gas. So far, so good. Step two, find some way to get Minkowski back into the station before her... time check?
22 minutes.
22 minutes of breathable air are up. Step three, say I told you so about Hilbert a couple of hundred times. Step four, find some way to unseal the bridge before Boris Badenov notices we're not dead. Step five, get his mutinous ass keel-hauled, whatever the hell that means. Step six, don't die in any of the above. You got any ideas?
Possibly.
Well, hit me with your best shot. So far, this has been a good day for crazy plans.
Hira, progress report. Do we have a definite origin point for the transmissions yet?
Still calculating the stellar trajectory, Commander.
Well, let me know the moment you have something definite. I want exact coordinates by the time that...
We have an incoming pulse beacon hail. Would you like to open communications?
Damn, that is sooner than I hoped. Very well, connect me.
This is Captain Burton. Navarro to the craft claiming to be the USS Hephaestus Station. Hephaestus, please respond.
This is Hephaestus Actual. Who am I speaking to? I specifically requested Mr. Cutter.
Commander Hilbert, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm detecting a signal in the...
Quiet, Hira. This is important.
Hephaestus, please authenticate with recognition codes and vocalize checks immediately.
Voice confirmation, Dr. Alexander Hilbert.
Hephaestus, you're breaking up. Please re-authenticate.
Voice confirmation, Dr. Alexander Hilbert.
ID checks out. Hilbert, what the hell are you doing? This is a priority channel. You were instructed not to use this means of contact for anything other than a condition one emergency.
My apologies, sir, but we've run into one of the contingency scenarios that I was briefed on.
What? Heard of. Which one?
Data series. Our communications officer intercepted a transmission originating in deep space.
You bet. Are you sure? Do you have a confirmed origin source?
Commander, I really think you need to take a look at...
I said quiet! Point source has been confirmed somewhere in the Dorado constellation. Refining findings now, but all readings check out with projections. I believe this might be what we've been looking for.
Right. What were you looking for? If that is the case, this could mean big things for you. What about the crew? Did you get any trouble?
No, sir. I implemented an elimination protocol as soon as the origin point was verified. Commander Minkowski and the rest of the crew have been neutralized.
What about your AI unit? Has it given you any trouble?
No, sir. She is well under control.
And your communications officer? Has he been contained in your experimental facilities?
What? No. Officer Eiffel was immediately eliminated, along with Lieutenant... What made you say that? Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
To give you a gold sticker? You never stood a chance. Isn't it amazing what you can do with a microphone and a voice box? Technology these days.
But how are you still conscious?
Gas me once, shame on you. Gas me twice and, well, still shame on you. But now I have an oxygen mask. Look at you. Immediately eliminated me, huh? What'll Mom and Dad do if they find out you're not following their instructions?
Trust me, they will never know that your death was not an immediate one. I hope you understand that you've accomplished nothing. I still have absolute control over the station and Hira.
Yeah, hell of a thing, that. Of course, what's the use of having an advanced artificial intelligence unit at your service if you don't listen to it?
Hira, report, now! What is happening in the lower sections of the station?
I've been trying to tell you, Commander. 5 minutes ago, a small fire started in living quarters. By now, it spread to the dining room, the storeroom, the hangar deck.
Jeez, it's almost like someone left a lit cigarette floating around somewhere.
Damn it, Eiffel! Are you trying to get us all killed?
Why, yes, Mr. Pot. Mr. Kettle is looking a little black today.
Hira, why haven't you run containment protocols? Emergency procedures!
I would love love to, Commander, but unfortunately, your emergency code program prevents me from running any system procedures without your say-so.
Will you have it? Stop this thing from reaching the bridge! Do something!
Roger that, Commander. Evaluating damage. Given the spread of the fire, I recommend sealing off the unaffected rooms and venting the rest of the station's air through the aft deck airlock. Do I have your authorization to proceed?
Yes! Do it!
Roger that. Opening aft deck airlock now.
You get all that, Commander?
Got it, Eiffel. Heading towards the aft deck airlock now.
Glad to hear you're still with us.
You were cutting it a little close. I was starting to worry that you'd forgotten about me.
Never fear. All carefully calculated. Do mind the giant fireball as you step into the ship.
Kira, seal off that airlock the moment the fire has left the station. Don't let Lieutenant Minkowski back inside. And pull the oxygen out of every other room than the bridge.
I don't think I'll be doing that, Dr. Hilbert.
What?
Now that it's been activated, emergency response programming takes precedence over all other code. Emergency protocol override 34-C will be in effect for the next 20 minutes.
Just like you said, Doc, it all comes down to their programming. Now we have the override. Ho, ho, ho. Also, fun fact, as long as Hera's in Smoky Bear mode, she can flood any room in the station with liquid nitrogen as a precautionary measure. Any room.
Including the bridge.
Seems kind of shoddy to me, but hey, that's what you get when you buy your space station secondhand. Hope you like life as a popsicle.
Mixing a fresh batch of liquid nitrogen now. Deploying in 20, 19, 18.
You both think that you're so clever, don't
16,
you?
Give it up, Hilbert.
15,
we can still stick
14,
you in the broom closet if you agree
13,
to go quietly.
12,
I
11,
think not.
10.
Just remember.
9, 8.
You made me do
7,
this.
6, 5.
Hera?
Critical system crash detected. Restarting central processor.
Hera, are you alright?
Don't bother. It's not her.
What?
I just pulled the part of her mainframe that contained her personality programming. All of her automated functions are transferring back to the ship's processors, but the intelligence unit is gone.
No, that's... You're lying. Hera! Hera, talk to me!
Error. No onboard personality operating program detected. Reverting back to manual station control.
Son of a bitch! What the hell did you do to her?
Save your breath, Officer Eiffel. You're going to need it in a moment.
Warning. Station-wide oxygen drain initiated. Warning. Station-wide oxygen drain initiated.
By now, the reserves in your oxygen mask must be running quite low. You know, Officer Eiffel, at first I was a little disappointed that our time together was going to be cut short. You have done a lot to alleviate those feelings.
Go to hell!
I'm afraid that you'll have to.
Price and Carter 614. When in doubt, whip it out. It being hydrochloric acid. Never fails.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Hello. Hello, Commander Hilbert. I think that you and I have a few things to talk about.
I was afraid you'd feel that way.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Would it really make any difference at this point?
No. No, it would not.
Oxygen drain canceled. Station climate controls returning to normal. Station climate controls returning to normal.
Eiffel, you there?
Yeah. Yeah. You okay, Commander?
No, Eiffel. My second in command just betrayed me and tried really, really hard to murder both of us. I'm pretty damn far from okay.
Okay. That's fair. Is Hilbert...
out cold. Meet me up here. There's a lot of cleaning up to do.
Hira, can you hear me?
I am sorry. I cannot take requests right now. Please try again later.
Can you hear me? Are you there?
I am sorry. I cannot take requests right now. Please try again later.
Give it a rest. It really isn't her. He wasn't lying. Not about that, at least. He tore out all of her personality and intelligence hardware. He lobotomized her, pretty much. That voice is just the ship's processor now. It can run the autopilot, regulate climate controls, maybe open doors, but Hira isn't in there.
Can we fix her?
I don't know, Doug. It looks like he messed up the circuitry pretty badly when he tore it out, and this stuff is a bit beyond me anyway.
But
we'll try. We'll try. I can't promise you that we'll get it right. I can't promise you that we can get to a place where it's Hira exactly. But I promise you we'll try.
You got him trussed up somewhere?
Handcuffed, bound, gagged, and the broom closet door's got every lock I could find on the station hanging off of it. I'm tempted to just weld the door shut.
You sure that'll be enough to hold him?
Eiffel, I'm not sure of anything right now. Would you turn this crap off? I don't want to hear this music ever again.
Just think. 3 hours ago, that was just music. Now. Commander, they knew. Like when Hilbert thought he was talking to Command, the things that he said. They knew that we might run into something out here. And they had given him orders to kill us. This wasn't just Hilbert going crazy. There's something bigger going on here.
All I wanted was a nice Christmas dinner.
It's my birthday. I'm 32 today.
Attention! Incoming Pulse Beacon Hail. Would you like to open communications?
Oh, right. Hilbert never got his call back. I guess that would be Canaveral.
Attention! Incoming Pulse Beacon Hail. Would you like to open communications?
What do you think?
Open communications. Run incoming messages through the loudspeakers. I think it's time the two of us got some answers.
Wolf 359 will return on February 14th. This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabrielle Urbana. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. And the role of Hira was played by Michaela Swee. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was The Planets by Gustav Holst. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please consider leaving a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
bit.
You could
up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.